What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM channel 159. Look out! You're on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Rocking with you for the next hour. Lots to do. We have the NBA final matchup set, Stanley Cup final matchup set, big golf tournament this week, plenty of baseball going on, and maybe some football.
What?
Maybe some football.
Yeah?
Yeah? Yeah, I mean, look, it's almost, you know.
Want to talk a little Ken Dorsey? Want to talk a little Buffalo Bills?
About to flip the calendar to June. That's when we'll, you know,
we don't really have a choice.
We have to start zeroing in on a few things.
Oh, you really are unbelievable. You're a football guy through and through, and you're like reluctant, like we have to.
No,
it's the breadwinner. It's the breadwinner of this show. This is what brings in the bacon and eggs.
It's just amazing how fast it comes. That's all. I mean, this is it. We've now reached the end for the NBA and the NHL. We only got a week and a half, 2 weeks maybe at most.
Wait until July. When we're talking about, like, I don't know, All-Star, nothing's on.
Well, nobody cares. That's when we'll be doing plenty of football.
No, you know, no basketball. We'll have nothing. We'll be talking USFL football, and we'll be talking NASCAR.
Well, no, there'll be no, you can correct yourself there. There'll be none of that.
Correct myself?
That awful league. We will not discuss a thing with them. Stop.
We got to cover it. What about
softball? We got to cover it. So why have we not covered it the past, what week are they in now?
Because you don't allow me to cover it.
Yeah, because the league is garbage. It's a garbage league.
Well, there you go. Now, don't hold your feelings back. I don't want you to sugarcoat it.
You know, okay? It is what it is. Like, it's
seriously, tell me how you really feel, all right?
It's a second-rate hack league. I mean, that's
second-rate hack league.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't get me going. We had some nice there's the
second
trumpet.
Rate hack
trombone,
league, hack league, and I don't want anything to do with it.
Hack league. Here we go.
It's like it's like a beer league.
Hack league.
I mean, that's kind of what it's like.
It's a beer league. All right.
It's
so beer what? League. Beer leagues are fun. Beer leagues are fun. You know, arena football lasted 25 years because it was a beer league.
Well, we'll see.
Still want to be the guy to rush for 1,000 yards in the Arena League.
Since you brought it up, they put out a lot of the kickoffs and who's in the night games for the college. Did you see that?
I did see that. I don't. You know how I feel about night games. I'm not a big fan of the night games at all. I don't like the night games. I don't like West Virginia.
CBS
Penn
put
State
out
at
a bunch
night.
Of their tentpole games that they're going to have throughout the season.
This is
the first year, obviously, that NBC is not only in the Notre Dame business, but they're also in the Big Ten
the college,
business.
What's more important, Carver? Not to cut you off, but what is the team? Because is it going to be Collinsworth and Jason Garrett doing these games?
I would say no. They already have the crew set up. It's It's Cyan's son.
Okay. All right.
Cyan's son is going to be doing.
See, these are the
games.
Things that I don't even like. I just let fall
Noah,
into place.
No Eagle. Ian's kid Noah is doing it, and your guy, the guy who
my guy. Here we go. Who?
The guy who isn't it? The guy who eats all the food that I was talking about last week.
Guy Fieri?
No.
Todd Blackledge?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Not bad. I like Todd.
Let me get
this
up.
I thought you meant Guy Fieri.
It's Noah Eagle and Todd Blackledge are going to do the NBC Big Ten Saturday night game.
Yeah.
And they picked the first three games today. They at least released the information. West Virginia, Penn State's going to be their first game, which is Saturday night.
It's a 16.
September 2nd at 7:30 p.m. And I know that next week is a bad week overall on the schedule. But
Texas,
God,
Alabama.
I mean, Texas out. No. That's the game that's on ABC or ESPN or whatever. You see the game that's on NBC?
Yeah, something like I saw like UMass or saw something.
Charlotte.
There you go.
Charlotte visiting College Park to take on Maryland. I mean,
that's a great one. I tell you, I can't get enough of that. I'm going to tune in on NBC for that matchup. Talia and Loxley gonna paste them for put a 69 spot on that. I mean, really, yeah, that's
now,
gotta
here's
be the prime
here's,
time.
Here's
game.
The hard part about this for NBC. Each week, you know, they got like the fourth or the fifth pick,
Big
Ten.
Got the worst game.
They don't get a big time game. Now they're probably thankful they got West Virginia, Penn State, and they got Syracuse, Purdue on September 16th. But trust me, it's not like they're going to be having Ohio State, Michigan on Saturday nights on NBC. That is not the game that they're going to be getting. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Good to have you aboard. To be fair, Joe, and I don't know, not that I want to spend too much time on this, as we're three-plus months away from this game even being played, but there really wasn't a hell of a lot of options for NBC in terms
two?
Of a big – this is week two.
Lay it on me.
Now, obviously, you know Nebraska and Colorado is going to be obviously taken. I don't know who
ESPN
has it. Big Noon, Kickoff, Fox, or somebody's got that
Fox.
Game. I'm sure that Wisconsin, Washington State is probably taken by one of them as
well. Washington State beat them last year.
And we know that Iowa State is definitely going to be taken before. So let's say at minimum they're the fourth choice.
All right, good. What do you have?
Honestly, Temple and Rutgers.
I would have taken that game. I mean, come on.
Stop.
You're going to take Charlotte and Maryland? God,
Richmond and Michigan State. Indiana State against Indiana. UNLV and Michigan. And I would bet that
that's
somebody,
not bad. I
bet somebody, you know, somebody probably, one of them has Michigan.
Big Ten probably has
ABC
that. Big Ten. Big Ten. Yeah,
Eastern Michigan and Minnesota. Youngstown State,
that?
No, you can't take Joe. You can't
take
that.
What do you mean? No. Why can't
kids,
you get a Mac?
The kids from Ypsilanti, you want to put on NBC?
What do you want to put Charlotte and Maryland?
You know, Delaware and Penn State. The Penguins of Youngstown State against Ohio State. Either way, there was not a lot of options here. I don't know how they ended up on Maryland and Charlotte, but that is a. That's a tough game.
I would have went with a different game. I would have went Temple Rutgers, at least get the New York market involved.
There is no New York market for
Carver. There is.
Nobody?
There is
new, Joe, I'm going to say it again.
Carver, don't start.
Nobody?
Don't start. There is a
in New York.
I know. They're still talking
about
Rutgers. They're still talking about Derek Jeter.
Joe.
I know.
Nobody,
hey, bro,
nobody.
Jeets.
Nobody in New York. New York City or any of the five boroughs gives a rat's behind.
I know
about
they don't.
Rutgers, anything.
I know.
So
I know. I know.
I know that was the Big Ten's big selling. We're going to get the New York market. Nobody in New York cares about
Because you're
Rutgers.
Humps. That's why. You're all humps. Okay. That's why. Oh, the Islanders, baby. Let's talk about the Islanders.
What the hell are you talking about?
The Knicks. The Knicks, baby. Let's talk. Alabama and LSU are playing in November. Everybody in New York on local radio. I want to talk about Derek Jeter
in 2005. Let me just say something to you. You're going into a whole nother thing right
now. Does Derek Jeter eat hot dogs?
Stop, stop, stop. You're going into a whole nother thing that has absolutely nothing to do with what we were just talking about. It's a whole nother area you're going into. And an area that you're wrong about. So just don't.
I'm not wrong.
Even
don't
go
start.
In there.
I'm not
okay?
wrong. And I'm from New York. Okay. And I'm a college football guy. And I'm not up to
that.
Veer out.
And you
All
know
right.
New
and
York.
And I'll just say this.
Is a
no,
local
no, no. New
pro
York
town.
Is a pro town. I know a pro team.
Don't
I know that's the
care.
Problem. I know they don't care, but they also don't know
football.
Where half their players play college ball. Half the Giant fans don't
care.
Even know that Eli Manning played at Ole Miss. That's how pathetic they are.
Don't.
And I'm a New York guy.
Care, okay? It's not what they do here.
What do
it's
they do?
Not.
What do they got? I got tickets, five seats in the box at New York Yankee Stadium.
Listen,
that costs five G's.
It's great that
Kiss
you love
ring.
It. You are
Kiss
in the extreme
ring.
Minority when it comes to it in the New York tri-state area.
I'm
going to
take the Maserati out with
so
the fan.
So want to make fun of people,
sandwich.
By all means, you can do it. Go make fun of everyone.
No. I'll tell you what it is.
They
I'll tell you what it is.
Aren't into it, Joe. They're not.
The New York fans, okay, are just like the California fans, although California fans at least buy into college football. So that's why I can't buy in. That's the difference between New York and normal national fans, okay? The New York fans only care about their team, right? But they don't know half the background about half the players that play for their team. Wandale Robinson, go down the streets of New York. Nobody knows that he played in Nebraska or Kentucky. I guarantee it.
No, barely people know that he's on the Giants.
Don't start with me,
Carver. He doesn't matter.
Don't tell me. L.A. fans at least go to the Coliseum to watch USC.
Well, that's because they have good college football teams, Joe.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what it is. Half the talent in New Jersey goes elsewhere
because
we can't keep them in state.
Because they don't have a powerful college football team. What are you talking about?
I'm not going to get into this.
Rutgers has been the gum on the bottom of a shoe since their inception.
Keep chopping. 2006,
right?
They beat Louisville. All
Who
right?
Cares?
They beat USF
they had one,
and Jim Leavitt.
One moment in the sun and nobody
what
cared.
What do you mean? They had Ray Rice, Brian Leonard, Mike Teal. They were like 10-3.
Those names matter to you. They don't matter to the average person walking the streets in New York City.
I got a headache.
Okay? They don't.
Stop.
I'm not getting you. I'm unfortunately telling you the facts, the truth. Okay?
I understand.
You are
that,
a special
Carver.
Breed.
I,
You're
no,
a great. You are great at what you do. You love college football. You are one of the few in this area who has the passion for that sport. The
That's
regular
not true.
Average fan in New York City does not care about it.
I disagree.
It. Why are we even on this, Joe? Because you get mad because I made it to. Nobody in New York cares about Rutgers, Joe! It's over.
You're driving me nuts. There's college bars in the city, USC, Georgia,
yeah.
that go through
college
LSU.
Bars that
Legends.
600 people go in when their alma mater is playing. All right? All right? Yeah, they go there to go watch, UCLA or Illinois or Michigan or Ohio State. Or they're not going in there to watch Rutgers.
I can't wait to call into a local radio show in New York and talk about, I want to talk about Greg Nettles and Thurman Munson.
Well, let me tell you, Joe, you could say that all you want. I worked there for 9 years, so I do know what they call in and talk about all the time.
I know.
And it's not about Greg Nettles, okay?
It's the fan.
Okay?
The average fan in New York. You know that. They don't know half the players. They want to talk about 50 years ago. They
That's
don't
not
want to
true.
Talk...
are there a couple of old people that call up and do that? Sure there are. But let me just tell you, Joe, there are plenty of knowledgeable fans that they are diehard for their team, and that is what
yes,
they follow.
Yes, you're absolutely
okay?
right. And I live in the market, and I agree, but they don't know anything about the national market. They only know about their market.
Okay, but that's New York. That's the way it goes. It's not a national town. They care about their own teams. They don't care about anybody else.
But how can you?
That's New York.
I understand, but how could you care about your own team and not care about the national landscape as it relates to your own team? How could you not know what's happening on the West Coast?
You keep trying to just drive the wedge of college football into these people. They don't care.
I'm going to be a pioneer. I'm going to do it. Okay? I'm going to do it.
Don't. I get it. You fly the flag. It doesn't fly in every place. It is what it is. I know you want every single American to watch college football. They don't do it. Okay? They don't. So you're just going to have to let that go, unfortunately. They don't do it. I'm sorry. They just don't. It's just not the way the world works. There you go.
How does the world work?
Joe, I can't.
I know.
I can't do it. We can't.
I know.
Do
we'll talk about Jeets later. We'll talk about Jeets later.
You think that people still call WFA and asking about Derek Jeter, Joe?
Yeah, I'm not even talking about
that. What you think still happens?
I'm just talking about the local boys. Everybody's still talking about the Yankees from 2010. And the Rangers.
Let me just tell you, you got to go into more local bars then. I don't know which ones you're going into. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Good to have you with us. All right, so the Heat and the Nuggets will play game one on Thursday night in Denver. Denver, of course, has not played, God, since last Monday when they swept the Lakers. The Heat, of course, coming off the Game 7 win on Monday night. This thing's gone up to 9 now. 8.5 for a little bit. Now it's at 9. 219.5 the total. I don't know, Joe. Like, it's...
What are you afraid about?
I'm not afraid about anything. I'm playing the Heat with the points. I don't know if I'm playing the
You're not
going to
take them on the money line? They've won every first game of the series, haven't they?
I know they've... Yes, Milwaukee, New York, and in Boston, they won the first game. But... I think Denver's...
And it's the same number.
The best. And Denver's won every year. Denver's been great at home. Been awesome at home.
It's the same number as the Celtic line. 8.5 to 9.
Yeah, but here's the difference. The Celtics, even going into that series with Miami, were spotty at home. They had lost games at home.
What was the Milwaukee... Do we know what the Milwaukee line was?
Oh, it was 12 or 13.5. It was heavy. It was a heavy number.
It was over double digits.
It was double digits. 1,000%. The Knick number was a light number.
Yeah, it was like 2, wasn't it?
Yeah, three, I think. 3 or 4, something like that, in that area. But I think the Nuggets are going to win the game. But 9 is heavy. I'm probably going to take the 9 on Thursday night. That's where I'm leaning right now.
Hang on. I'm taking the 9. I'm taking the 3-10. I know. God, after we just had a hot, heated conversation, and I'm taking, and you know I love you. We're just venting. It's okay. I'm taking Jimmy plus 430 for 35 plus.
Plus 430 for 35 plus. Yeah, I need to see him get back on track a little bit. He hasn't quite been there for me.
If you take the money line in Jimmy Butler on 35 plus, that's not enough.
We're going after it. We're Joker's to play.
I'm not doing Joker.
Joker.
What's this? What's they got something new for the playoffs? What's this now that I just
What do you hit? Got? What's new, Joe? What
know.
Do you mean?
I don't know. I'm hitting up. I got new prompts. I don't know. Just
what are you looking for?
No, I'm looking for... I need something else. I need something with a little bite to it.
Something with a little bite. Jimmy Butler, triple-double at 23-1? You know what that?
No. How about Jimmy Butler for 35? I'm taking the Heat on the money line. And what about...
How about some of these series bets? How about like the
Adebayo over scoring. 8 pounds?
Yeah, he was. Let me tell you, I know the Heat destroyed the Celtics in that game Monday night. I thought Bam played an awful game. He was awful.
Played a good series, though.
Yeah, he was awful in that game.
So what do you want to do? How about 7 games or 6 games? What does that pay?
Well, NBA Finals total games for 6 is plus 250, and for 7 is plus 250.
Something caught my eye. Let's just do Miami Heat to trail by 20 and to win one game.
I think that's for game the series. That's for that game. They had to win that game.
I don't like that.
Yeah, that's not
65 to 1. That's something with a little bite to it, Carver.
Yeah, that's for game one. For them to be trailing
by 20. How about them to trail
by
15 points and to win? 21 to 1.
Mm.
No good?
Yeah, not really my flavor. Not my flavor.
It's not the way the world works.
NBA Finals correct score after 3 games. Nuggets 2-1 plus 104. I like that. I think Miami will win one of the first 3 games. I know you want bite. You know you need something that's 10-1, 15-1, 20-1.
Oh well, excuse me.
You can't play a normal bet. You can't play a normal bet.
Make again with the normal bet. Here we go. Now bash me because you're hot about last segment. It's okay. It's all right.
What are you talking about? Hot about last segment? What are you talking about?
I don't know. You get.
How am I hot about anything?
I don't know. You gotta be like. You know what? You gotta be like. Gotta be like Teflon. It's just gotta almost come right off of you. You know what
the
mean?
Hell are you stick. Talking about?
Can't be like Velcro. Can't stick like the, you know?
It's what are you talking about?
You harbor some negative energy.
What right? negative energy? I'm playing
no
something
negative.
That's plus
We're
104 and that's not good enough for you.
No, we need something 10 to 1 or greater.
Go ahead. I'm not playing the 25 to 1 stuff. I'm not playing it because.
You're not doing
you know
it
what
all,
happens,
all,
Joe?
All serious?
You play, no, I'm not. I'm not playing the 25 to 1 stuff. You want to know
all
why?
Because serious.
Because guess what? It's fun one. And then when you play 10 of them, suddenly it's like, you know, they don't hit.
All right, how about this? I think this could get you. How about Jimmy Butler 30-plus in Miami to win plus 580? That's not good for you?
Because I don't think they're going to win.
And now you're bashing Jimmy. That's good.
I'm taking them with the 9.
Oh, so you just want them to get you inside the number and that's it. You don't want them to bring you home.
If they bring it home, I'm still going to win the bet. They can bring it home if they want.
How about this?
What else?
How about Kyle Lowry, 10 points in Miami to win, plus 850?
Again, all of these require Miami winning the game one on Thursday night.
I like Miami to win game one.
Mm-hmm. Then you can get involved in this stuff.
Look at this. Oh, everybody on under Jimmy Butler. Everybody. Look at this. Joe Public on under the 27.5 for Jimmy Butts. What do you think about that? Everybody on Joker over. Everybody on Joker over.
He hasn't exactly been cracking it lately.
35-68. Everybody on Joker over and the under on Jimmy Butler. Almost 4,000 people. It's enough for me. It's enough for me. What do you want to do? I'm going Jimmy Butler 35-plus. Plus 430.
Denver and 6 at plus 430 I'm going to play also.
What do you want to do?
Denver to win in 6 games, plus 430.
I thought you're not going deep. I thought you were playing it close to the vest.
Since when is plus 430 deep?
Well, I mean, it's deeper than plus 104 and 105.
You were talking about things that were 25 to 1 and 4 to 15 to 1 and 20 to 1 and 25 to 1.
That's not good, though, right?
For one game? No, I actually don't want to do that. For a whole series at plus 430, that's kind of where I want to be.
I'm going Jimmy Butler 35. I'm going Miami in game one. I'm not bucking that trend. They're catching 9. I'm taking them with the 9. I'm taking Butler's my best bet, 35 plus. I don't think Jamal Murray or anybody on that team could guard Jimmy. How about that? Especially when he could smell a championship. He could smell it.
Oh, yeah.
It's in his DNA. It's in his DNA. He can smell it. He's going to run it right down Joker's face.
All right.
Feel so strong about Joker just playing for 40 plus.
I don't think
they can't stop him. Why? Nobody can stop Joker. Yeah, game one, though.
Very hard time scoring Joker. What kind of size do they have after Bam?
No size.
No size.
How do you know it's going to be a half court game? How do you know Jimmy doesn't push tempo?
Well, how's that? What is that going to do when the Nuggets have the ball and nobody and the big guy gets the ball down there and nobody can stop him?
Maybe he can't. Maybe that's
that
right.
But
maybe
tempo.
Maybe he gets gassed. You ever think about that? I haven't seen teams force Joker to run. I'm just saying.
He's actually pretty good at running.
Conditioning's up to par.
Have you watched him play?
I have watched him play, but I see Denver dictating a lot of the tempo at home.
He's the best player in the NBA. And they push tempo all the time.
Nobody loves Giannis anymore. They don't love Giannis anymore. It's Joker.
Yeah, it is.
It's the Joker. Okay. Right.
I thought you were just going to leave Miami at the door here. They got you your money and now, but you're still going to cling on here. You're going to give some of it back here in this series. You're going to go give a little something back.
The numbers are skewed. I'm shocked that they're 9-point dogs. Shocked.
I think 9 for game one is too much. Doesn't mean they're going to win the series.
I think plus 310 on the money line. They're dangling it out there like a carrot. Like this is all of a sudden Worthy, Kareem, and Magic Johnson walking out there.
They're dangling it like a carrot, and they've done it 3 times already. Wouldn't it be lower then?
They're stupid.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 159. Look out here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. As I'm looking through a lot of these coaches talk, Joe, at this this SEC where they have some meeting, I guess.
Yeah.
Spring
Drinkwitz.
Meeting.
Drinkwitz?
He was one of them, but everybody. I mean, Kirby got on the mic, Nick.
They are. It's the SEC media days and everything else.
It's not the media days. The media days is in July.
Is it the golf thing?
Oh, here we go. The SEC spring meetings, which was with new members, Texas and Oklahoma actually were in attendance, I guess, for this.
Oh, they were.
And a lot of the discussion, I guess, is about the 8 games versus 9 games.
Yeah, we talked about it today. It's
Greg Sankey, who, of course, here's a guy who loves money. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Money follows. It doesn't lead. When all you do is chase money, you make a lot of bad decisions. Oh, yeah? that's rich coming from him.
Yeah, come on.
That guy swims, and he's got a pool of cash in his backyard. That guy, Greg Sankey.
Can he give us some, you think, Sankey?
I don't know about that. Drinkwitz said he's in favor of schools and leagues providing injury reports like the NFL does. Well, geez, give that guy a lifetime contract. Eli Drinkwitz, give him a lifetime deal.
Yeah. He also said that the NIL deals that his brother-in-law is making less than the kids on his team and the kids making NIL deals and he saves lives. So,
man.
Better get with the program, Drinkwitz. He's on a hot seat now. He was on the hot seat before that. I mean, when you lose the game against Auburn where the kid fumbles it through the end zone in overtime, He lost that game. He lost 26-22 to Stetson Bennett when he had Georgia on the ropes. Can you imagine that? They were like 24-point dogs, 26-point dogs in that game. He almost knocked off Georgia. It's incredible. Wow, what are you thinking? What are you thinking?
I'm reading some Nick Saban comments. Kirby Smart on the 8-9 discussion. Most overrated conversation there ever was. It's not that big a deal to me. That's because he wins the national title every year now.
Well, he's got the best talent. Nick is upset.
Kirby being asked about Georgia surpassing Alabama as the elite program in college football. Quote, I don't measure our program based on their program. Our success is based on how we perform.
Love it. Love it. Downright
Kirby,
dirty
digging,
dog.
Digging the heels in.
He's
getting ready.
Dirty dog. The old man. He's got the old man on the rope. Standing 8 count. Give him. Don't go down. Don't go down. Hit the one in the middle. No.
Brian Kelly there today, too.
Oh, you don't like him. He still rubs you the wrong way.
Well, he's a phony.
You're gonna be betting. You're gonna be betting Florida State week one. Are you taking the 1.5 with Florida
probably
State?
Not. No, I don't, because I don't like Florida State, so I'm not. I don't think I'd be involved there. But I mean, he's a hell of a football coach. He's just a phony. That's all.
All right.
That's okay. He could be a good.
Can I take his back?
How
many coaches are legit? How many coaches are legit? They're all phony. They're all phony in the NFL too. Shanahan's a stand-up guy.
You always love going after Shanahan.
I'm going Staley, stand-up guy. My guy. Yeah, I'll go after Shanahan. You know why I'll go after Shanahan? Because nobody in the media goes after Shanahan. That's why I go after Shanahan.
Well, I will say, I made some statements about him when they lost this year.
Yeah.
And people were all up in arms. And
well, let them be up in arms. Let them be up in arms. I don't care.
It is amazing how much people defend that guy. And he has got, whether you like it or not, he has got some bad losses on his resume.
Bad. Real bad
ones. All right. And he's got a couple of them. Quite a few. You want to blame his quarterbacks, blame his players, blame whatever. One time, whatever. Two times, whatever. When you get to 3 or 4 really bad losses in the playoffs.
Gutless.
You know. I mean, this year, I don't consider this year a bad loss when they lost in Philly. That's not the ones that I'm talking about.
No, I know. You're
but
talking
he's
about
got
the
other
Atlanta,
ones.
The Super well, Bowl you know, with him
he was calling the plays. He was the play caller.
He was. He got.
He was the play
know,
caller.
Deer in the headlights. Let's play not to lose. Guess what? You lost.
Hey, it is what it is, and I know this also, and people don't like hearing it, but it's true. He had a double-digit lead entering the fourth quarter of a Super Bowl and lost, and that's as a head coach. Okay? Niners had a double-digit lead against the Chiefs in that Super Bowl, and they lost. He had a double-digit lead NFC title game against the Rams, and he lost.
Lost.
Both true, Joe. So whether you like it, and he, of course, was the play caller for the biggest collapse in Super Bowl history. So he's got a couple. He's got a couple.
Staley's another one. What has that guy done?
Well, yeah, Shanahan, I run circles around that guy.
No, Shanahan runs circles over Staley, but he's another guy, untouchable. Can't bash Brandon Staley.
I don't disagree. People love him. But I think that's starting to...
You lose a 30-point lead, I think you get exposed a little bit, no?
I think that's going to start to disappear this
year. He doesn't win a playoff game this year. He's gone. I'll say it. He's gone.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that at all.
Where were we going with this conversation? How did we start?
Very big year. I was looking at the quotes from some of the guys at the SEC thing on Tuesday. The spring meeting. Big spring meeting.
Think the old man's getting nervous, Saban?
You could tell by some of the things that he says that he's getting nervous about where college football's at because he can't now control everything anymore. You know, here's what's starting to bother me about him, Joe. He did it again at this thing. He loves bringing up about how much money these other schools are spending. He loves saying Texas A&M. He loves getting on out. He talks about how much these other schools are spending over and over again. And it's not once or twice he's done it now in the last, you know, year and a half. He does it constantly. And that's like the thing that he's using as like his cloak to say that's why he hasn't won the last couple of years. You know, it's almost
because
like
they're not paying. So, you win 6 national championships at Alabama. You're not spending money. They have state-of-the-art facilities everywhere around. They've single-handedly pulled up Nate Oates in the basketball program. You know that as well as anybody. I mean, come on now. I bet
he wishes he didn't have to share any of that money with Nate.
Well, I mean, come on, though. But I mean, come on. You're telling me that they have had how many first-round draft picks over? Just think about them. Mac Jones, Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle. I mean, that's just 2 years ago. Will Anderson this year. I mean, Bryce Young. I mean, the list goes. But they're not spending money. All right, Nick. You're taking the defensive backs out to play golf on your boat. I am shocked with all his money. He's still using Revlon in terms of the dye, like right out of the box. Something that you pick up at like CVS.
Yeah.
You can't get that done professionally or something. I don't know.
He's another guy you like taking the wax at. You love going after Nick. You love going after Nick.
Well, I mean, his hair is like ridiculous. I mean, really, you shut the lights off, you see his head before you see anything else.
The Stanley Cup starts on Saturday, so we got a couple more days to dive into that. Your Panthers are +115 for the series. There is a lot of stuff I like in here in terms of series player goals. Things like that we'll have to get into.
Could we do like who has the most goals in the series? Like
correct.
We did
they have a series leading goal scorer.
So Kachuk and the other guy for Vegas are the 1-2.
Eichel or Marchessault. Yeah. Who do you want to go with for Vegas?
No, Eichel. Eichel's the guy.
He didn't really do much against the Stars, so maybe he's ready to bust out.
What about Carlson? Somebody else? Where is that, by the way? Show me. Total goals?
You got to go down under Stanley Cup, series leading goal scorer. Got to go to that.
Series player.
Go to NHL,
goals.
Stanley Cup, series leading goal scorer.
There it is. Kachuk isn't bad for 4-1?
Yeah, he's the favorite.
I mean, still not a bad price. How about Reinhardt at 12-1?
I don't mind Reinhardt. I kind of like Carlson's been real hot for Vegas. Don't mind him either. Yeah, I mean, there's a few guys here that we can look at. Marchessault has been very good. If I had to take one Vegas guy, I'd probably take Marchessault. If I had to take one Florida guy, it's probably Kachuk. I know that's kind of
chalky. What about Verhaeghe, though? You like him, too.
He was good the first round. He was quiet against Carolina. He was a little quiet.
Where's the MVP market? Do we have that?
Yes. Go up to the top. Conn Smythe Trophy.
Bobrovsky's
the favorite, and then Kachuk, because both those guys have been so unbelievable. For Vegas, I don't think there's a guy right now that
you don't think
say,
Aiden Hill?
I mean, look, if the goalie will get a lot of looks, you know, at the end of the day, especially with the way that if he continues to play how he's played and they win, because I don't think any of their forwards, you could pick one over the other so far, unless somebody has a monster final. Whereas Florida, obviously Kachuk is far and away ahead of everybody else. But, I mean, Eichel, Marchessault, Carlson, if any of them have finals that is far and away better than everyone else, they could get it. I think it's a lot more wide open for Vegas, Joe, than it is. If it's Florida wins, it's Bobrovsky or it's Kachuk. Everybody else on the board for Florida, you just put them away because they're not winning.
I was looking at, like, the series odds. Like, you know, like Vegas to be up 2-1 is plus 134. Panthers to be up 2-1 is plus 172. You get some crazy odds if somebody's up 3.
I like seven games at plus 194. I think it goes seven.
What's six?
Plus 198. Mm. I don't think it's a short series. I think it has some distance. That's where I'm at with that. Right. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Wrap this puppy up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, before we leave, there is afternoon baseball on Wednesday. Angels and the White Sox in Chicago. Lance Lynn is going for the White Sox. They're minus 142, 9.5 is the total. As they just squeaked over that on Tuesday night. The Rays have had problems scoring runs against the Cubbies, and then they got to face the Steel Mill on Wednesday afternoon. Rays have Zach Eflin going, minus 138, plus 118 for the Cubs, flat 9 the total in that one. So,
I like the over here.
In the Cubby Ray game, it's been quiet.
The next one.
Oh, the Braves and the A's?
Yeah, even money over.
Well,
and
you got Caprillion, who's just a total gas can.
He's a gas can. Let's go over Braves, over Giants in Pittsburgh.
Mitch Keller from the Pirates. I am not going over with the Giants and Pirates, not with Keller going.
How about the Dodgers? I can get you in on that.
Dodgers, you can, especially with Corbin and Syndergaard, the pitching matchup. So Corbin
right, so we'll
and Syndergaard.
Go over Atlanta, and we'll go over Nationals Dodgers.
Sure, I can do that. Why not? And then at night, Mets Phillies again. Nola and Carrasco. Red Sox and Rays at Fenway. Late night, the Yankees have Clark Schmidt against Kirby's Dreamland.
How about Colorado?
In Seattle 10. Again.
10.
Colorado, a flat 10, Henry and Lamet.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, that one could be some runs in that game, too. All right, Joe. Great job, as always. Great job by Mike Demerges. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. We'll see you back here tomorrow on the grid.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.